eat my ass! Ugh. What?
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers you.
Don't worry, Professor. I was an accident, too.
Hey, 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 this is Three-Way. We got a weird-ass episode tonight about fucking strange addictions. Like, you've probably seen the TV show, you know, where I just want to see what kind of other fucked up shit people do. Like, you know, like, I actually knew this kid. I'll get to that later. But I got a couple special guests tonight. I got a... Mystic in the house.
Hey, hey, hey.
We finally pulled her back on here. And we got a Rebel Sin. Rebel Sin was the artist formerly known as Maze.
Personality of him.
Yeah, so she ain't been in the house in a while. We got another special guest that hasn't been on Candy Taint ever. And her name goes by, or is it a him?
No, bro. Yeah. I think it depends on.
Yeah. We don't know for sure, but she's definitely eager to get on the show. She's not gonna hang out too long, but you ought to enjoy her humor. So we're gonna introduce Flint Eastwood. Is she a boy or a girl?
Hi.
She's a girl.
She's a girl. Out. Oh. All right. Well, yeah, we got a Flint Eastwood in the house. We got Rebel Sin. We got Mystic. We got Three Way.
What are you doing?
We're going to talk about some strange addictions, and we'll get into some other fucked up shit like celebrity deaths. We've got a couple to talk about. But, yeah, I mean, I'll get started with, like, I mean, I did a little research on this shit after we watched the show. And this fucking chick, like, after she had sex, she would just start eating the mattress. Yeah. Like, yeah. Eating, like, right after she orgasmed, she would just start eating the mattress.
It was a guy.
Was it a guy?
Yeah, it was
he
a
was
guy.
The guy that started eating? Yeah. Eating the mattress,
like, yeah. Sounds like he went to some weird hypnotist. You know, like, how they're like, if you say a certain word, you're going to start clucking like a chicken?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely, like, that's crazy. I mean, was that like a...
It's a conditioned response.
Yeah, but like a conditioned response, you know, people say that they get these addictions from like childhood trauma
or
something fucked up happened. Oh, fuck, I'm going to eat a mattress.
Or they try to quit a different addiction from another addiction.
Yeah, like right. You give up alcohol and start eating dirty diapers, you know, folded up all night.
Yeah, it'd be like
gross.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, I mean, like those chemicals, like.
Yeah.
Sanitizer.
Yeah, I had my.
I knew a girl that.
Sanitizer
drank,
fucked you up.
What was she drinking?
Yeah.
Like, she would chug Lysol, I guess.
She would chug Lysol?
Lysol.
Lemony
fresh? Or not Lysol, but Listerine.
Listerine?
Like, you cannot have an alcohol-based mouthwash or toothpaste or anything. Anything alcohol-based, you can't even have alcohol-based hairspray.
Why?
In drug and alcohol rehab.
Yeah, if you get that SRAM bracelet put on you, like, for... probation and stuff, mm-hmm. It detects alcohol. You have to change your body wash, you have to change fucking everything.
You cannot, you can't even take NyQuil.
Yeah.
I used to like preferred stock through bread.
Mm-hmm. I used to get in trouble when I was on probation because my effexor would cause me to test positive for PCP. until we figured it out, they were like, I'm like, dude, I am not throwing any cars across any streets. So... what's going on? And finally, like, we figured it out.
Who am I? Where am I at?
We figured it out.
What was some other ones, Mystic, that we seen on that one show we watched?
Addicted to making himself look like a doll.
Like a Ken doll?
Yeah.
That's actually, what is that?
Welcome, Flint. Flint Eastwood's in the house.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm okay, I guess.
You're okay? Right on. So, I'm great. Thanks for asking.
Yay.
I really am. You know, life is good. You know, ain't got no fucking car.
That does suck. Great.
I got a nice box to live in under the bridge downtown, but I mean, it's straight. We're all right.
This is a pretty big box.
I mean, I knew this one chick that lived off Mountain Dew for like 4 years straight. Didn't eat one thing.
I know, and then I remember I threw away like 200 bottles. I was like, God damn.
I almost thought like Mountain Dew with that excess was a strange addiction, but.
That wasn't a box, guys. That was my castle.
No, I think he's talking about this.
Oh, yeah, yes. So what would be a strange addiction that you've heard of or you have yourself or have you just
I already said it. I like to heat up my salads.
Really?
You like warm greens?
I do. I heat up my salads.
A salad?
I don't know why.
What?
I just like the way it tastes, the texture, everything.
I have to make my sandwiches from
like hot or just like warm?
Like warm. Like, and then I like to put the cheese on there and then like I also put my soup on it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gross.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
That's crazy. Like,
I don't know. I just love the way it tastes. Like, it's
I like
weird.
Frozen salad.
Not me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that is kind of strange.
Yeah, just ice fucking cold. You know?
No.
It's got to be frozen or like just cold. It can't be like in between.
Have you guys ever stuck your bag in your hand in a bag of lettuce? It's like cold and like
frozen. Oh, have you ever tried rotten chocolate milk?
Rotten?
What?
Oh, God, no.
Fuck yeah. Rotten chocolate.
You know what it tastes like?
What?
Yes, I do.
A sore throat spray.
Oh.
Rotten chocolate milk?
I think so.
Lord. Gross. Damn.
One time my fucking was pregnant, and I straight up, like, poured a glass, and I was like, go. And then I went for another one, and I was like, this tastes kind of weird, you know?
Right.
I asked my aunt, she's like, it's gross. I was like, fuck, I knew it tastes weird. I was like a cup and a half down. I was like, God damn.
This tastes weird.
What's up with the motherfuckers that like, eat drywall and shit? Like, I've heard like, you know, lead
that
paint.
Called,
people like getting paint chips. They said you're retarded because you're eating paint chips.
I don't know.
It's called pica.
It also,
it's caused by a deficiency and,
like
and it's a mix of a deficiency.
Like an iron?
No, it's like,
yeah.
That's what they say.
Something like that. Actually, I think.
But it's you ice.
I was fucking reading about this one shit, girl. We watched it on the show that the fucking she had like a ice.
No, cold kind.
Ice. She slept with a hair dryer. It had to be right by her head every
plugged
night.
Plugged in.
Plugged
that's
in.
A comfort thing.
Plugged
ooh,
in a
you?
Hair dryer. No,
no
this chick on the show. She needed a hair dryer.
Like
in her bed and shit.
Yeah. Like maybe. That sounds like a trauma response.
I'm trying to think.
That fucking dude that fucking only like to fuck old bitches.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking like 95 years old and shit.
He was in his 20s.
This 20-year-old man, he liked old, like nursing home, ready to fucking die bitches. And
yeah,
they showed, and they showed him fucking making out and shit.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And he's like, on the bench?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
And he takes her home to meet his mom.
Have you seen him?
And she's like telling his mom about him getting dirty and shit.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's like, we like to film.
That's gross.
Yep. I'm the cameraman.
Yeah. Down at the end of the show, it said that she had moved on. Way on.
Have you seen the one guy who's like, and it's crazy because he's being serious. Like, he is married to his invisible wife.
Oh,
and
yeah. I haven't seen that one, but we've seen the one where a guy fucks his cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in love. Like, he goes on 20 years with the cars he dated and the ones that had passed away in his fucking yard and shit. And then he comes across that one, remember?
Yeah, and the big giant dolls.
Yes, yes, the big dolls.
She just isn't that extreme. Her mother isn't that hot.
What?
That's what he says.
The car.
Oh,
Jesus. Like, he's fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't say that, but I'm just saying, like, that's probably what he said.
But the one he lost his virginity to, he got way sensitive on it. He almost started crying about it from the first night that he fucked that car.
Has he ever fucked a human?
No.
It's not what it looks like.
It's fucking fire.
That's like those Furbies.
A Furby?
I don't have my glasses on. Are you fucking with me?
What?
Only on days that end with Y.
Yeah, and what would you fuck in a car? Or an invisible person?
The headlights. Your car.
I guess.
That's what he was thinking was the headlights.
The headlights?
Or the bumper.
I figured it was a muffler.
Yeah.
The headlights and the bumper.
But an invisible person, that's just like masturbating.
No.
Well, hey, unless, the thing about that,
they,
though.
Unless they summon
you. You can make it any way you want.
Yeah, you can be whoever you want.
Guys.
Then they're a succubus or an incubus. And they're in the
She won't talk back.
But these, like, lifelike human dolls that this couple would order. Like, oh, yeah, remember? Dude,
they're like thousands of dollars.
And it was only for him to start with. And then they started bringing her into the bedroom. Yeah, dolls and yeah, the doll, his doll.
Yeah. I would tell her, I would be like, you're done.
And then she would, you're like, done. Fucking, like, gotta do stuff to it, too.
No, what? They are so lifelike. So dude, they are so lifelike. Dude,
and he drives around town with that thing shopping
and some people use it for like safe sex and stuff.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, they there bring it in the bedroom.
Safe about it. Like,
no, dude, that's the only thing they see because it's safer.
Aww.
And they got like 10 of them. Huh? They're all just sitting in there. Basement,
and it's a support group. Like dolls.
Well, think
it's
about
just
it.
two they
live
but they're,
human dolls.
They're live human, like fake dolls, like real life dolls.
They're not live, but they're like as tall as you.
Like tonight we're having a family debate.
No, they do. They have family dinners. The dolls just sit there and eat dinner with them. Yeah,
drive around town with them.
They go to Starbucks together.
Like it was just for him to start with, and then the motherfuckers just like
they
could
take
you know
if they drive around with those things because a lot of people use them for their car.
Actually, that'd be kind of cool though because I'd like sit there and wait till they all didn't finish their drinks, which you get.
Yeah, I don't know. That'd just be twisted. Like, if my fucking wife or whatever brought in fucking a doll, you know? Mainly. This is a real doll, so can she join us tonight?
It was her mainly? Alright, I'm done.
Yeah, it was
I'm
fucked up.
I'm driving off the interstate.
It was fucked up.
I don't want to hear it.
I mean, it's just people do fucked up shit no matter what. I mean,
I think so.
I mean, something may be strange to somebody else, but not. But that's pretty absurd.
It's literally, it's all based on, like, your perception of reality. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, their reality.
Well,
these are actual, like, objects of affection, you know? Like,
Pet
rocks.
But I'm not going to blame, like, you know, whatever my... When I was 8 years old, my babysitter,
you know, not
type shit on,
well,
because she let me touch her tits at 8 years old, that I'm going to go out and fuck my car.
Not everything stems from trauma. Like,
whatever they're lacking in life.
They're learning that it's more.
Whatever they're lacking in life?
Yeah, whatever they're lacking in life, that addiction is like filling that void for you.
Oh,
yeah.
So like.
Mm-hmm. Like that hair dryer.
Maybe it's all she
had
left.
I wake up
and
I
want.
I'm sorry. I think that something should be not right.
What?
What
did you say?
Oh, just talking about like strange addictions. Like if you got rid of one, you got to bring in another one, right?
Yeah, well, I mean,
well, maybe and
that's
like,
what people do.
And maybe it was like maybe like. Like the eating of like non-edible items, maybe it's like a thing they were in like some kind of I don't know, maybe they were like hostages or something and that's all they had to eat as a child and it fucked up their that would be a trauma response, huh?
Right. Wait, what
trauma?
I'm just trying to, a lot of it is probably just a neurological disorder.
I think so too.
I mean lately they've done a lot of research.
I don't know. It's pretty fucked up if you're eating dirty diapers. I mean, something went wrong somewhere or something.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, what about the people that eat dirty diapers?
That's a different story, I think. It's like that sexual thing. That's probably a sexual fetish. I mean, you would think. Cause, I mean,
or
like,
glass? People eat glass?
Yeah.
But it's good.
Well, I know people that eat ice cubes. That's an iron deficiency.
Yeah.
Ice cubes.
Yeah, they'll chew on ice cubes.
That is a sign of an iron deficiency.
And it's like,
really?
It's whatever vitamins and like minerals or whatever's in whatever you're eating. It's because your body is craving it, and it's like, I don't know how it knows it's in the laundry detergent.
Sure, I wonder. Yeah, like fucking glass.
I think a lot of
who eats glass.
Subconscious too.
What kind of glass would you eat if you could eat glass?
I would eat no glass.
I don't know. A lot of the people, though, like, if you watch documentaries, they, sorry for when they're little.
I'd eat fiberglass.
You'd never get cold.
Can you imagine what fiberglass feels like in your room?
Yeah.
That's what insulation is made of.
But
the strangest thing that I've seen is, like, just this kid would eat the a friend of mine had this kid that would eat fucking fuzzballs off the couch. You know the little fuzzballs on furniture?
You know, that could also be an anxiety thing.
Is it a vitamin thing?
Jade was diagnosed with a picking disorder at 5.
But those little balls, little fuzzballs, he'd pick them off and eat them.
At 2?
Yeah.
And they said it's normal.
At 2.
For what? See, that's what
I'm
saying.
This little kid, Joey's little kid, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, he, like,
it's weird.
When he was 3, like, he would, like, sit on a couch or whatever, or your shirt, and you'd take the little fuzzballs off and eat them.
Yeah. It was a comfort thing for him.
Did you say we could have Collins?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even look if there's anybody there.
There wasn't
anybody. Yeah, I don't know.
What platform are we on?
Hey, Podbeaners, get in here, chime in and tell us your, tell us your strange addictions. Podbeaners? Yeah, I don't know.
Huh?
We got...
Ben, you're getting something. Oh, my bad, dude. No, it's probably one. Oh. It's probably one. You?
Yeah, so... You don't have any strange addictions, Misty?
I don't think that I do, honestly.
That would be the weirdest fucking thing that you do on a regular basis.
Probably eat my boyfriend's
Ooh,
burgers.
Ooh, tell me.
You eat your boyfriend's burgers?
I do.
What? How does that come about?
I just see one and I fucking take it up and I just put it right in my mouth and I eat it.
Sick and fuck and just walk over and say, just
are you
lick
fucking
it.
Serious?
Lick
fucking
fuck yeah.
Bitch.
Our
mutual
friend.
That's.
Yeah, I don't want to be friends with.
Who?
Is addicted to
Whoa.
Popping everybody else's zits and blackheads. And I mean, this girl
tries to
zit on you because after a while you're like, okay, I'm done. And she's like, no, you're not. And so, like, you need medical attention when she's done, I think. I did.
Do you know there's a fetish of people that would snort their partner's jizz?
Ew!
Yeah,
dude. Oh, yeah.
You're done.
I'm serious.
It
was fucked up.
The kind of fetishes there are out there.
You got your golden showers. You got your fucking Portuguese breakfast.
You got your Kevin's.
Dirty Sanchez. And you got fucking... yeah. That's just nasty as
fuck. Oh, there are all... Oh, yeah.
No, it's yummy.
Hot Rebel.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's fucking wrong.
Oh.
So, Rebel, I heard you said you want to talk about something.
Oh my god.
What do you want to talk about? Yeah, it's something you got to get out there.
There's
everybody
all sorts
know.
Of things.
All sorts of things?
Can you narrow it down? No,
well, something that would be close to a strange addiction, like a fucking something like whatever you were going to do.
Oh, don't tell me it's fucking snort the jizz.
All right.
I can't.
Who's all Toby Keith fans? We're going to go through celebrity deaths.
Hold on.
Celebrity deaths? You Toby Keith fan? Flint Eastwood?
It's a not.
I don't know.
But he was all right.
Yeah, your brother was a country guy, though.
I was like, damn, dude, that fucking sucks, man.
Flint Eastwood?
No, he was a mule.
Isn't he your fucking brother? Yeah, wasn't he country? So you guys didn't listen to Toby Keith?
Oh, he was
growing
a
up. No, he was never there. Oh, that's too bad.
I was.
You were. That's good. As long as somebody was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I left.
I liked him, I guess. If I had to like a country
really
person.
Is, yeah,
that was one of the first concerts I went to. So
yeah, he was cool.
Toby Keith and Rascal Flatts.
Yeah.
That
sucks.
Yeah, it's sad. I was like,
I think I know who it was. Okay.
Yeah, fucking. I didn't like him like when I was younger, but like got older, like him a little bit, because I was all about Garth Brooks, his country.
I think he got better when he like started teaming up with Nelly and shit.
You started what?
When he teamed up with Nelly.
Toby Keith?
Yeah.
Toby Keith didn't team up with Nelly. You're thinking of Tim McGraw.
No, I thought Toby Keith did too.
Oh, maybe. What do you mean by hooked up?
Well,
what are you getting at? What do you know? That's crazy. It's nonsense.
Know.
Toby Keith was not.
Tell us who you know.
Oh, hey, Google.
Hey, Google.
That's Google.
Hey, Google. Wasn't Toby Keith paired up with Nelly as well as Tim McGraw?
No.
Tim
McGraw. You're like,
$10.
You are wrong. Just, I don't know.
No.
Probably right.
Yeah? You might as well just say.
Fucking Nelly. It's everywhere, dude. Oh, wait. No.
Your network's connected just to
me. Shut up. Here.
What?
Hold on.
Hey.
Not repeat that.
Want to talk in a beer again?
You didn't hear that. Nelly collaborated more frequently
with Tim McGraw. Okay. That sounds like some Brokeback Mountain shit.
You didn't catch her first. You didn't catch her first. What did you do? Stop it.
I don't know.
Yes,
oh
he
God.
Did.
Yes, he did. All right, I was like,
you're done.
We need another music person.
Oh, it's in a message. But it went with it.
Let's. Okay.
Well, Toby Keith's dead. Dead as fuck. And he was a great singer. And that's too bad. And, hey, just say no to cancer. For sure.
I just read Biden did this press address where he's saying that the COVID vaccines are now fighting cancer.
I don't fucking know.
Well, that's what
if you leave a tampon in too long, I know that's fucking bad news.
Actually, so check this out. That actually happened to me one time.
Now fighting cancer.
What?
That actually happened to me one time, dude.
Oh, you got toxic shock?
Just about. I almost died. So I it was after I broke up with said person in prison. There were early indications and I'm talking.
I know. I know. It's.
And I fucking had a bacterial vaginosis, and then I was like really, really sick one day, and I went to the toilet, and a tampon came out. Well, I went to the hospital, and I was like, I think there's something sick inside of me. You know what I mean? And he wouldn't do a pelvic exam, nothing. He swabbed me. They're like, you don't have bacterial vaginosis. And like, I don't. Have you guys ever had it?
I've had toxic shock a couple times.
It's not an STD, but it's fucking... It's
right, it's called Gardnerella
The smell is fucking gross. Well, anyways, then a few days later, I had a tampon come out. And this had been, like, over a month that I was like, dude, something ain't right.
Oh, fucking, shit.
I had pelvic inflammatory disease, and I was on 3 different antibiotics, dude. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
yeah,
shit.
I almost died. It was fucked up. And then that doctor was the same doctor. He's like, well, what do you have to say? And I was like, listen to your patients more. Like,
oh, I know.
I told you a month ago, I think I got a tampon stuck in me, and you told me I was crazy. Like, sure enough, there was a tampon.
Well, like I learned all about that shit growing up as an only child. That's all there was to read. We didn't have cell phones back then.
Yeah. I know.
So the tampon
that shit's real.
Here in town, too, dude, I was reading my mom's blood reports, and it flat out said that she had sepsis. So I called the doctor, and I'm like, so what is this? And they're like, oh, well, that's no big deal. I'm like, then why does it say sepsis? And they're like, oh, well, I need to, I'll talk to the doctor, and I'll call you back. And, like, 3 days later, my mom calls, and she goes, the doctor just called me. She wants me in the hospital. I'm like, really?
Really?
Hmm. I know, right? Yeah. It's the same thing, like.
Yeah.
I mean, then what?
Right.
Like, nobody listens to anybody anymore. No. Like,
I know.
This morning I was talking to that in National Institute of Mental Health, and I was telling them I have carpal tunnel. I need somebody to talk to on the phone. I wanted to get information on that.
Have you ever heard of gout in your back?
Not in your back? You can't get gout in your
bull
back.
Bull fucking shit.
Yes, I bet you can.
Bullshit.
Like, I know. I bet God didn't ball sack.
No, you can get back gout. It's fucking real shit, real talk, real disease, dude.
Gout, yeah.
It is.
Yes, it's a uric acid thing.
Yeah, and it goes in your back. And it goes from your toe to your back.
I thought it went to your joints, but I do know that my mom had a
friend. Nobody knows. Nobody knows how it starts.
Balls were like huge.
Yes. Whose balls were huge?
My mom's ex-boyfriend when he had gout.
Oh, see, it went to his balls.
Yeah. Okay, wait.
It's supposed to be a joint thing, I thought.
Right.
I was like, how do you know this?
Well, because I had to go to the hospital with her. I'm not kidding. They were huge. There was no idea.
How old were you?
I don't know, like 11? It wasn't anything like that. God.
Mystic.
I don't know. I'd be like, no, you can't look.
I watched this porn the other day. I swear to God, he had 3 balls.
Maybe he
We had to pause it and fucking look at it. We had to look at his bag. I'm like, fuck. Maybe. I don't know. I think it was
that's a shower. Yeah, I swear to God, he had 3 balls.
I've thought that before. Well, I mean, getting out of the shower, you may have slept on it fucking wrong. You know, there's a little bit of swelling in the thing that connects the thing to the thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
The thing that connects the thing to the thing.
Well, you guys won't understand, but as a man, sometimes you can sleep sideways and pinch your ball You almost like choke hold the motherfucking thing, poor thing, all night.
Do you ever do it?
So you wake up and your fucking shit's all swollen on one side.
Oh, like a fucking.
But some parts of your nut might be swollen more than others, so it would give you the illumination there was a third ball.
I don't know.
But some people do have three balls.
Chandler had three.
I don't know. We'll have to check it out.
This Chandler thing.
I don't know who that is. There's people with three nipples, right?
He was everybody's friend.
He wasn't my friend.
That was before my time.
Who is it?
Whatever. I'm like, that was Chandler before my time. Did
Matthew Perry.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker.
Dude,
that you
was
know
fiction.
That dude, don't you?
That was fiction.
No, I don't think I do.
From Friends?
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately.
The guy that was banging the fucking sister? Not fucking Jennifer Aniston, but the other one.
Right? Well, that was the right one.
Well,
it
wasn't his sister.
Huh?
Well, it wasn't his sister.
No, dude.
Oh, you never know on fucking that type
You don't
of shit.
Know with those kind of friends.
Yeah, that's crazy. He, like, they caught, found him floating in his fucking house.
Yeah, I guess he actually did overdose on ketamine.
Yeah, well, he but, had but, a, but, he had
I,
a.
I, never, I don't think he was.
He was on special K.
Yeah, yes, ketamine treatments.
Why? Well, treatments?
For treatment-resistant depression.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's like. It's
why
like,
would you tranquilize somebody? Isn't
because they have found that it knocks depression out, dude. They're finding that it's like
fuck
psychological
that.
Like psychiatric medication only.
That's
works.
Why I just stay fucking crazy.
I might be wrong about the abstinence. It's like it only works on like 10% of the population, 10% of the time. And so like they found that like the psychedelics.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I believe in mushrooms. Like, religiously.
Is like,
I don't do drugs
similar, and they found.
I had a mushroom treatment for about a month.
I know. I was.
Yeah, it was cool.
I
don't do drugs. That's fucked up.
I know. Neither do I.
Who's talking about drugs? I was.
I don't know.
I was working at Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Yeah.
I like the mushrooms they have.
And
mushrooms.
I was working.
I like mushrooms. I like psychedelic mushrooms.
I do like those. Yes.
Tells you to fall back.
I like shiitake mushrooms.
I've never had those.
And what are those ones that are really good? Poblano? Poblano?
I don't think I've ever had any mushrooms other Poblano? Than psychedelic ones. Like, none of those.
I don't know, like, which ones to fucking eat. Like, I'd be up in the mountains like, fuck yeah, somebody told me to kick open this pile of dog shit.
I don't think
or horse shit, and I'm going
to
find a mushroom.
Black underneath. You know how some mushrooms? Like,
yeah,
the
spores.
The meat is either, like, white or black.
Oh, you're not supposed to eat
I don't
black
think you're
meat.
Supposed to eat the black. I don't think
that's what I've heard.
I don't think you're supposed to eat the dark meat.
I've heard.
Once you go black, definitely go back.
That's because it had the meat.
I mean, like,
Did
I don't
you
know.
Back
I
definitely
I,
go back.
I had one where I didn't want to go back.
I didn't even. I didn't want to go
back. You
what? What was that missing?
Never had one that I didn't want to go back.
Actually, the only. I've had to remember, and then. Like, I didn't want to go back up to him, but he was a douche, and so I decided to bounce, and I went back. So, that's wrong. You do go back.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not.
I
so,
don't want to say, I don't even care. I just like to eat meat.
So,
all right.
It's different. It's different for men. Some men. So that you don't go black. We see our mushrooms, you know.
Well, I don't know.
I like a medium mushroom.
Dude, I don't really care.
Like a mushroom that's not all the way fucking done, but not, you know.
A medium.
Yeah.
A half-breed?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Wow, Misty, that was...
That would be a hybrid.
No.
It's half-breed.
What do you mean, fuck hybrid? Oh, I thought you were talking about the hybrid cologne. We got to bottle that shit. We're going to make a lot of money. You ever smell the hybrid cologne?
What is that?
It's
like really
shit.
Expensive cologne.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. It's going to be fucking real expensive. Like $800 a bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it's only going to be bottled in one place in the world. You know where that's at?
Tell me. Me.
Cedillo, New Mexico.
Nuh-uh.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's go right now.
Yeah. I've heard of that place.
It's a real place. I want to go there to steal a sign.
I'll call you guys tomorrow. Hey, guys.
I'm in Cedillo, Mexico.
Like always, it's just random as fuck. Wherever.
Yeah, my car barely made it, but I'm here, guys.
Or, like, I work here now, or is that some random store? It's like, what the fuck? That's what I do, yeah. People are like, Sarah, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, dude, I work here.
Did you know that they actually were able to combine two sets of DNA in a monkey? And they lived?
Oh, fuck yeah. Well, so they had two different monkeys?
For a little bit. They were born alive. They were born alive, and they were able to study them for a little bit.
My girlfriend has... like a bunch of DNAs in there. There's Marianne.
And they're still alive. They're in my room.
Marianne's one of her people that you see sometimes. The DNA thing.
DNA won't come from the mind, honey.
No?
No, DNA.
Where does DNA come from?
If there's a bunch of DNA in your girlfriend.
Yeah, you. It's like you get two fucking two or three sperms in one egg.
Weird.
Oh, actually, yes. I think that is. You actually can get more than one sperm.
Yeah,
you can.
And that's where bipolar disorder comes from.
You're so wrong.
Did you know, that within, 3 months, that a woman, if she's pregnant and has sex with multiple men, she can have two
babies.
Yes.
You can, is that what you're saying?
Fraternal twins, yes. They can be fathered by two different sperm.
No, like...
an Asian twin.
One baby can test... like for two different dads.
Well, that's what I'm saying with those monkeys. Yeah. That's what they did to those monkeys. And one of the DNAs, they like put some kind of.
You know how much it
they
is
injected
to buy a
it with some kind of thing, and they glowed.
I actually have one.
Their
it's like $16,000.
We don't get one.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. No, these ones are dead.
How would like your tire room throwing poop and shit?
This is so weird.
What's going on?
We have like 9,000 conversations going on, and we're live.
Yeah. It's all right. I don't even know if we're live. We're live. Live on Candy Taint, I guess. These Podbeaners want to stay quiet, not talk about strange addictions or anything.
Well, how about? Okay.
Blue waffles.
What kind of content do people like to see on OnlyFans?
You like blue waffles?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck. That's.
Isn't that a thing?
That's a strange addiction.
If you ate a blue waffle.
No. Flint, isn't that flame for something?
You ate a blue waffle.
I like it all crusty and.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day soon. What about green waffles?
Real hard.
Is it even a real thing? A blue waffle?
That's what I'm saying. I remember.
Yeah, actually,
like, no shit.
It is.
So how does that happen? Like, you're like, oh, fuck, man. Shit's
it's
starting
like,
to turn blue down.
So it's like an
STD,
and then they don't take care of it?
Yeah, but it's like.
I can't remember which one. But it's just like.
That's syphilis.
That
drives
you crazy, right?
No.
But if my shit started turning colors down there, I'd be like. Man,
I don't know, because
I gotta
go
get this shit checked out. Right? You think, Mystic?
Who the fuck?
No, like, how does a blue waffle become a blue waffle? At first, you're like, shit started turning fucking colors and shit. Yeah, but you don't let that shit ride.
Show me
a blue waffle. It starts growing fucking roots and shit.
Why not?
And spores.
That's a fictitious sexually transmitted disease.
But when it comes to blue waffle status, you're like, how the fuck did you let this go to where it looks like this now? Yeah.
Well, maybe her man wanted it.
Maybe he had that blue waffle addiction.
Oh. Damn.
Fuck that. I'm
That's
joking.
Fucked up. Blue waffle.
I don't. You know, honestly, if I have to question anything, like, what is that? I'm not gonna hop on.
Yeah,
it.
That's what I did, and I like. Fucking was looking for a dog to buy.
I mean, if I had to take a closer look.
The fucking person, the fucking heifer I was with at the time, she wanted a small dog. So I'm like, oh, so you want a fucking pussy dog, huh? Let's see how much we can get for a pussy dog. I typed that on the internet.
What the fuck is a pussy dog?
You know
dog?
What fucking, like All a right. pussy little dog, you know, a little pussy dog.
Oh, like.
Well,
okay,
you know
like,
what came
like,
up?
Like a little okay.
It came up was a German Shepherd. You know, doing bad shit to its owner, and that's what popped up.
Did you close out of it?
Was she like...
No, actually, I left it there. Oh, my fucking God. If you guys can see this, blue waffle, live.
I thought it was the dog. I'm like,
You!
That's actually kind of pretty.
That's what I like.
That's kind of pretty. She likes that. What?
That's like kind of pretty on the internet.
No, that is not in Yeti. What are you talking about?
What is that? Is that an ear?
That looks like one of those pictures that I see sometimes that you, they're like medical websites where
is that a dick?
Where it's like the bottom of a foot and it looks like there's little worms coming out of their foot. Have you ever seen those pictures?
Oh.
Isn't that what it looks like? Like on those like on those Dr. Pimple Popper shows?
Yeah. We love that show.
Hell yeah, that's always appetizing to watch. So we're getting here to the close down, so I'm going to go around and say, what's your worst, nastiest, most fucked and weirdest thing you've ever done? If you're willing to share it, share it. There ain't nobody fucking listening.
Yeah, right.
If you're willing to share it, we could do that.
Ooh.
I don't, you want to go ahead and start Rebel? Rebel
Sam? Why are you all looking at me?
Because
you're taking the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I need a minute to think.
Well, we will... roll the table around, and there's the bottle back of you. So go. What's the nastiest, most fucked up, weirdest shit you've ever ingested, or done, or fucking had put in you, or pulled out of you? Or what
my
is
husband
fucked up?
Used me as a chicken nugget dip once. Ex-husband.
What?
Yeah, no shit.
A chicken nugget.
A chicken nugget dip.
So you were the dip. Did he eat the whole 20-piece?
No,
or five?
No, I wouldn't let him. I was like.
He dipped the chicken in your hoo-ha. And
he fucking loved it, yeah.
Damn.
I was like, okay.
Holy shit.
That was a once in a lifetime. I was like, I was so worried about getting something weird from him.
Who thought of that? Like, did he come up and say, this is what I do?
No, that was way before I even.
Oh, because I don't know how I would come across that.
I was 21 when
can I dip my food, my chicken nugget?
I was like, you want to do what?
Yeah,
that was back when I was still so alive.
You let him, obviously. This is fucking crazy. That's awesome.
Just a little bit.
I've always been a closet freak, at least.
Damn.
Yeah, we know.
No, we know.
We see this one show where this chick made a krong, a crack bong out of her pussy.
What?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah, they made a krong.
YouTube.
It's on YouTube. She makes crack pipe out of her pussy. Yeah, and it blows smoke and everything.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, I guess that's the same thing.
Have you seen the ping pong one?
Those crackers that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Those are real athletes. Sure. Stellar athletes.
I'm just like,
So we got a chicken nugget dipping in the coochie pop. Oh, did he ever do it when?
No,
it was a little more barbecue and.
No.
Nope,
I knew a guy that wanted to.
Ew.
I don't know if he's going to dip anything.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I was like,
who wants to go next? Mystic? You?
Probably some of the girls I slept with. Yikes.
So, would that categorize addiction?
Definitely not the blue waffle, though.
all right, fuck it. Yeah?
No, not to where it was STD infected, no. Afterwards, I was like, what the fuck?
My motto was always, I'd always go down first with my face. If I wasn't going to put my tongue in it, I wasn't going to put Muji in it.
I think that should be the other way around.
No.
Because,
No. Like I said, Muji.
So what have you put your tongue in?
I have a real life relationship.
Oh, you have to see it.
Relationship with Muji.
I get it. You have to check it out. Okay.
No, that actually has a name, so I'm definitely going to protect him more than with my tongue. Because your tongue can be replaced. Muji can't be replaced.
Dude, honestly, that's kind of rare.
Muji almost got severed the other night, actually. Fucking sad deal, but we'll go past that. And
I forgot about that.
We'll go to old Flint Eastwood. You're on the spot. Is it?
Hey, they can comment after
that. Honestly, I think...
most fucked up.
I haven't really done...
weirdest thing.
I think,
Definitely wouldn't have a threesome, so...
My children...
years ago, that's a trip.
Right after that, I had fucking four girls in my bed at one time. I said, fuck it.
Oh, no.
My children's father and I, he put Saran wrap around his dick. That don't work.
What was it supposed to do? Was it supposed to swell it?
Condom.
Yeah, after five kids, I'm trying to do whatever I could do too.
Saran wrap?
Years ago, though, fucking weird, dude. I don't know.
This was before the five kids? Definitely didn't work then.
That's so weird.
Damn, dude.
Fuck, man. That's crazy.
It is fucking crazy.
So what'd you guys do? Just do you go to foil then? Or Sprayer?
Huh?
Yeah, just go to foil after that? Or?
I can't even remember, dude.
Oh my god, wasn't there, I don't know what, why this just popped into my head, but wasn't there a girl, somebody that we knew that got in trouble for super gluing the tip of some guy's dick?
What?
I could have sworn.
Did you just fart?
No, I remember, like,
if I did, it was the baby.
Oh, yes, everything's the baby's fault. Well, turns out I'm fucking, I've never done anything weird or fucked up in my life. So.
Yeah, you have, let's hear it.
I got so much shit we could be here all night.
All right, guys.
I have a, I got a Red Wings addiction. I have a most fucking weirdest thing I've ever done.
It's just being
is probably
come on,
most
you can
fucked up thing that I enjoy that's weird as fuck.
Oh, I didn't know we were supposed to enjoy it.
Oh, it's just like well, whatever you've done. Like, well, obviously you laid there and took 20 pieces to you.
I took one and a half.
Did you try it?
You were like, no, I'm eating the rest.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm just weird altogether. So, I've done.
That's no answer. We all have to answer naturally. Yeah, we have to have an answer.
All right, buddy. Come on, give an answer.
Let's see.
I know, huh? Well, it's not so easy when you're put on the spot.
I know, it's like.
It's the weirdest addiction. Penis pump isn't the weirdest addiction.
Well, no, I thought it was just the weirdest thing
you ever had. Yeah. That is not a weird addiction.
Wait, what?
There's a lot of people addicted to porn.
All right.
But I had a penis pump. Like, you know, I was experimenting. I'm a, like a, what do you call that type of person? Likes to try new things, you know, always out looking for it.
Experimental. Right.
Adrenaline junkie. Adrenaline junkie, I would say.
Are
in
you?
That situation. Well, I got a penis pump delivered to my house.
Yes! Sorry.
And I was like, well, fuck. Let's see what this does. I heard a lot of good things about it. There wasn't instructions. It was a digital fucking battery-powered one. And I went off to the bathroom to do my inaugural test drive. And I put that bad boy on there. And I started it. Well, put your junk inside the tube. And then you fucking push, like, start. And it fucking went, and then you go to level 2, and then you go to level 3, and you're like, oh, all right, you fucking see your shit start to grow through the fucking tube. You're like, this is all right. And then when you push fucking 4, it goes from fucking just barely pulling your dick through the tube to fucking balls to the wall, and your shit, and right nut went 12 inches through the tube past my penis. And all the way to the top of the tube. My right nut went through the tube and was stuck at the top of the tube and passed my dick. Now, if you could visualize that and know what that would
feel
like.
I can't. I'm just like,
it was horrible. And I screamed like a little bitch. And
were you
my
there?
My ex-wife came in there. And well,
that's
she
the problem.
She couldn't figure out how to shut it off. I couldn't figure out how to shut it off.
Oh, my God, no.
So finally, I just ripped the fucking top of the thing off. To
did you have to go to the ER?
Pressure. I probably should have. But no, it was definitely sore. Yeah. And I would say probably my dick doesn't work the same.
You know, honestly, you have no, bad luck when
with
it comes
sex
to
toys?
Your poor dick.
Yeah. Well.
I mean,
you're right.
Yeah, like, he's a fucking, he should get a Purple Heart,
I mean,
for
think
sure.
About it. How many people have damaged it as me?
Probably was purple.
He took a lot of shit. Yeah. Nah, he ain't took any shit.
I don't know, man.
I'm sure.
But I wouldn't say that was my weirdest addiction to my penis pump. I mean, everybody uses a penis pump.
I haven't, but all right.
So obviously, that's not a strange addiction.
I don't know. I like eating fucking ass. That's what I like to do. That's probably weird.
I don't think that's weird.
A lot of men.
I will suck a fucking milk dead out of fucking my girlfriend's ass. But her ass isn't the same, like, as everybody's asses. I'm serious.
What does that mean?
She's a goddess.
Aww.
Flint.
That's
she's
cute.
A goddess. For real.
Yeah, she's pretty alright, though.
But she did tell me the other day that she wanted us together to get our buttholes bleached.
I've always wanted to do that, though.
I mooned her once.
and spread my cheeks out. And now we got to go get the
bubble. Just can't see it.
I'm like, this, my ass is a man's ass. It's supposed to be hairy. It's supposed to be not a good place to go. That is what's happening. But girls, you got him over here with this nice little sweet ass looking thing. So I don't, she wants me to go get my ass, please.
I got a question for
like
you.
Like that.
On that.
Yeah, what?
Okay. So.
I have a little bit of Latin American in me, so it's going
to
be darker.
But girls aren't.
What?
If men are only supposed to be hairy and girls are not.
Oh, but you guys are, for sure, but you definitely shave it a lot more.
I don't care. I'm going to take me as I am. Just kidding.
No, dude. No, I'm sorry.
But I want you. I want my asshole to be uninviting
as fuck.
Well,
I don't like flossing my
You don't want to go
hair.
With
hair. Except for me. I don't like flossing my teeth with pubic hair. Or yeah. Ass hair, I guess.
Yeah.
That would never happen, actually, but.
Dude, that shit sucks.
I don't know. I have to play it off as, oh, the cat.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Whatever.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, so, I mean. All right, so we got chicken nugget dipping. We're going to call it old Slammer.
Why don't we make a fucking
Ben Slammin'.
We're
calling him? The candy taints Coco.
We can call him, yeah.
All right, we're going to call up Ben Slammin' and see what he's up to.
Dude, I heard
Ben Slammin'. Candy taint perpetrator number one. Thank you.
Yo, you already know what it is, man. This is Big Sean.
Finally, yo, Flint. In the and a special thank you to Flint Eastwood. Do it. From Flint Eastwood Town or whatever. Hey.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's been real. It's been great. Now I gotta go. And thank everybody for listening. And go fuck yourself.
All right, go fuck yourself. Drive safe, Flint. It's been a pleasure.
Yep, bye.
Seriously, babe.
Hey, 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 this is Mystic. Thanks for listening.
Night.
Rebel Thin, thank you, thank you, thank you so much. PJ Three Way, the Candy Taint You. Peace.